If a woman wants to know the men in her life better, whether it's her husband or her sons or men she works with, her brothers or father, what if they mean what they say? Because we tend to listen that when they say, I do that because, or I'm this way, we tend to listen to it as a poor excuse for bad behavior. And we don't treat it like it's real. We don't treat it like they're telling me the truth. Men and women, just starting with gender hormones, our brains don't even configure themselves in the same way. We think differently. Our vision is different. We don't see the same things with our eyes, right? And we expect that the other person's supposed to be coming from our point of view, from our values, from our preferences and attachments, and from our wounds. And we expect so much of the other person to be like us. And we can't hear them when they're speaking about the world for them. That was the first thing I had to do. I had to learn to listen. Stop interrupting. These are not superficial or shallow people at all. They are deep, deep, deep wells of feeling and emotion and care. Oh my gosh, how much they care. But they think different. And you and I, we could interrupt each other back and forth for 2 hours and we'd be fine. We'd call it a conversation. But when that happens to a man, you're running the train off the track. But when they've got something to say, if we don't let them say the whole thing, it just crashes and they don't pick it up again unless they're serious about the point they're going to make. And usually when we're trying to get to know them, they're not trying to make a point. But we won't ever get to know them if we don't listen long enough.